Hi, I'm Lee Wade, and you're listening to Translucent, a series that amplifies trans voices, humanizes our community, and creates space for the real everyday conversations that don't make headlines. Bobby Brooke Arnold is a trans woman, community activist, and 2024 candidate for the Ohio House of Representatives. She's built a name for herself by showing up, speaking out, and advocating for LGBTQ+ rights in her community and beyond. Back in May, she spoke at a trans rights rally here in Ohio, calling for unity and urging people to take action.
The last few years, we've been fighting nonstop here in Ohio for trans rights. Our state legislature has been battling us for restrooms, access to medical care in our schools, and we've had enough. And things are serious right now. So we need all of our people. We need to show up, we need to be visible, and we need to be here, heard. And let them know that we will not be erased. We will not hide, we're not gonna run from them, and we will prevail.
Bobby is now the Director of Advocacy and Transgender Outreach for PFLAG Dayton, an organization that works to educate allies, support families, and advocate for equitable and inclusive legislation and policies. Bobby says making sure that people are educated about the trans community has been a critical part of her journey.
I was born in West Alexandria, Ohio, which is just to the west of Dayton, about 30 minutes. My small town roots to me is every bit a part of what makes me who I am as my gender identity is. So for me to shrink myself down is not an option. And for me to leave my home is not an option. And so from day one, when I first came out, I've always looked at it as if I want those around me to understand who I am, what makes me who I am, that I have to be the one to educate them.
In 2024, Bobby ran for the Ohio House of Representatives, challenging Rodney Creech, a Republican who is currently serving his third term in Ohio House of Representatives, representing the 40th District, which includes their hometown.
I've known Rodney Creech my whole life. He was actually one of the first people who reached out to me after I came out as trans, and he asked questions and wanted to understand more. And he won the 2020 election, and that's when he became a state legislator. After that, every time that there was an anti-trans bill that came across his desk, I made sure to call out to him and have a conversation with him and educate him on what it is that bill was about, what it was targeting. He was affirming and accepting in those conversations. Every conversation that we had, he would agree with me, but he would always vote against us. And so once he, you know, was really starting to lean into some of the anti-trans views as I was pushing back, he really leaned into it. And that's where I became more engaged with him directly. Which is what ended up leading to the previous person who ran and asked me if I would run against him. And so, of course, I did. Somebody needs to challenge them. If they're going to be running on these platforms and they're going to be using this rhetoric against us, then we need to be challenging them directly.
Rodney Creech won the election, but even though Bobby didn't win, her campaign played a key role in raising awareness in Ohio about LGBTQ+ issues and the need for better representation, especially for the transgender community.
There's an incredible opportunity, especially in these red districts, where there are so many people who are misinformed. So I see this as a critical space where we have the opportunity to address that misinformation and correct that in some of the deepest red parts of Ohio.
I'm Lee Wade, and thank you for listening to Translucent.